We are going to be decent enough to clean the place up, though, after we leave, are we?
Oh,
we're not going to leave this for the morning disc jockey to do, are
Listen,
we?
We have taken a wonderful-looking station and got nice facilities down here. At 6 o'clock yesterday morning, this was pristine, and we have turned this into a Bengals locker room.
A hellhole. We've wrecked it.
Yes. Somebody said save AM radio, and it's going to be saved coming Monday morning.
Wait a minute.
Let's get serious. This is religious is not mainstream. It's not what we call mainstream, but it does have a marketable. Now, this is serious. A marketable
look at what I'm
listenership.
Doing.
So,
I think one of the doodling
on the board. So I was a guy that used to do that all the time.
Listen, after this 2 days, there's enough crud to doodle in on that board.
One thing I think that should be brought up along with this format change, it's not really a format change of the demise of AM radio. Basically, this is really a history-making event for AM radio within the marketplace in this part of the country.
Seriously. Okay, I'll be serious.
Because of the FCC regulations and that, this station, WDJX AM, is one of the few stations in the country who have been allowed by the FCC to actually lease the AM part out. And it is part of FCC history. So I thought we'd throw that in there. So it is sort of history, and that's up.
Does that make it all right? Is it
okay? That's not up to me. I don't own the place.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know if we were in the right or something.
There are people
Joe,
in the
take
hall.
Take care.
And, Joe Ford's leaving right now.
Joe,
take
good
care,
to see
Joe.
You again, man.
Okay. Call the transport.
Here's BFL. Brother Love. Yeah.
Brother Love, man. Billy, did you bring the doggy bag from the restaurant for me?
Yes, we did. Yes,
Thank
we did.
God.
We brought you a doggy bag.
Starving to death.
Yeah, we get the doggy bag doesn't usually have filet mignon in it.
They brought me filet mignon. How nice.
Hey, do I have to do the Brother Love voice?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, hell. Go ahead.
Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Did you hear the tape where you were streaking, where you took your clothes off? That was a riot.
And you know the girl who played the nurse on that tape?
I was going to ask you about that. Who was that?
Yeah.
She's right there.
Right there, the lady I've been married to for 16 years.
Boy, she did a great job.
We got very close. I want to say something here. You know, we never have said this, but there have been certain gentlemen, Bo Brady and I think Bratcher. I don't know.
That's all right, because they're, you know. You're one of the few guys in the business that calls me by my real name.
I guess Bob Klein would be one. And you guys have given a lot of your time just to sit here and run this thing while guys like us go over and have filet mignon at the Old Rib Cafe. So we really appreciate what you guys are doing by running it for us.
That's right, but we're giving America a slice of life this weekend.
That's it.
Instead of a slice of...
Oh, did I?
Right, Matt got to eat. Everyone got to eat.
Sometimes it's been high life, and sometimes it's been a little bit of low life. But our lives...
Be serious with me, Gary. What is this? What is this growth on my arm? Come on.
I remember one time I was talking with Bill Love, and Bill, I can't paraphrase this, but basically radio... Your concept and idea, philosophy of radio was that the place feeds me, the place gets me, and it also gives me a place to sleep. And it's a great and wonderful job, and I love it.
I've got a story I got to tell.
Okay.
About Jackson here, who at one time was. This was a Bob Klein story. I'm sorry, this is Bob Klein. Bob Klein at one point was probably.
Grit your teeth.
An old hippie, I guess. But he wasn't old.
kind of hard to be old at 25, Bill. Yeah.
And we were having a staff meeting, and the PD, Robin Walker, said, Klein, go in there and set in on the midday, and remember, it's the midday, so lay back, you know? This is midday, so be mellow. So we're having our staff meeting, and we're about an hour into the meeting.
Now, midday at KLO at that time was like, WKLO. You know?
Yeah. That's what you thought. So he says, be sure to lay back now. So we're in the staff meeting, you know, and he reaches over and says, let me turn on the radio and see what Klein's doing, make sure he's doing it. So he flips on, and Klein's playing Jethro Tull.
Thick as a brick.
That was laid back for you in those days, Bob.
So what Walker calls Klein on the aircom and says, what are you doing? You're supposed to lay back. He says, it's got a flute in it, man. So to Klein, that's like M-O-R. You know?
Yeah. Did I actually say that? I don't remember saying that.
Don't worry about it.
But even if I didn't, it sounded good.
I'll protect you.
My final story is about Kathleen Brown. Kathleen Brown was our bookkeeper. She stayed back in her bookkeeping office. Really had no idea what went on up in the front of the radio station.
Right.
So one day, Benji is on a tour.
Oh,
the first,
that's right.
The first Benji movie.
Arf.
Right, and they bring Benji in. And Benji is worth more than this radio station. Right? Benji's a movie star, and they brought him in, and he's out in the front lobby, and he's waiting, I guess, for an interview or something. And Mrs. Brown comes around the corner, and she goes, "Oh, what a cute little dog. What's his name?" And the, you know, the promoter or whoever says, "Benji." "Well, hi, Benji. Have you had him long?" "No idea. This is Benji, the movie star." So we stood and watched her.
That's the way Louisville Inns are. You know, it's like...
You know, we always got the dog.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the guys over Wacky, they got the girls.
Right.
We got Benji, you know?
Can I thank some people at this time?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay.
We'll probably thank them again. Oh, these are the people directly.
Right. Yeah,
get closer to the mic.
Okay.
Bob's been
this
sick
Bob
lately.
Klein, I'd just like to... how this all started was Robin Shelton, who worked here with us in 19... Well, he actually came after I left, right after I left, but I've known Robin for a long time. Anyway, Robin called me when the story appeared in the paper that DJX was giving up 1080 to leasing it to a religious organization which owned WXLN, which used to be here in town. Am I making this complicated anyway?
Yes. No.
Anyway, that's what the radio station is going to be next week. So he asked me about doing an other 98 day, and he's the guy that brought it up. And he said, "Why don't you call DJX and see about doing this?" And I said, "Other 98 day, nothing. I'm going to ask. I'm going to call Bill Wells, the manager, and just say, hey, what about a WKLO reunion, KJ100, WCII as well?" And when I called Bill, Bill said, without hesitation, "Bob, I think that's a great idea." So I'd like to thank Robin for bringing it up, even though he made me call Bill Wells. But that's all right, Robin. I love you, man. Great idea. And Bill, for doing everything he has done to get this thing going. Also, Chris Schiebel, his program director, for being so courteous to us and all the nice accolades that he gave us.
Great memo.
During this. Right. Thank you for the memo, Chris. You didn't have to, but we appreciate it. The man, Jerry Snapp, who put this thing together, the engineer, the chief engineer, the chief electronic wizard that got this thing together for us, and along with him, Pete Boyce, who has been an engineer here more than once and still works some for DJX. I'm so tired.
Jerry Snapp, not only a great engineer, but a great radio name. Jerry Snapp. Jerry Snapp, KLO Electronics.
He had a new nights on DJX. Tad Murray, Bo Brady.
Hey, Bubba.
One and the same.
Hey, Bubba.
And want to thank you for being here.
That's quite all right.
Gary Griffin, who is also Jackson Smith on KLO. Big Brother Bill Love, want to thank you for coming from Chattanooga, from WDOD.
It was all downhill. It was no problem.
Now it's all back uphill to the radiator down there.
We'll do it in segments, though. We'll get there.
Yeah, and want to thank Kathleen Wells, my fiance, for putting up with all this and being with me for nearly 2 days straight.
She left me.
Okay, that figures. Kathleen Brown Wester, who was an accountant here for 30 years and who helped us get all this together.
After 30 years, they tan you.
Yeah, you got it. And after 20 years, they make you VP. You know?
That sounds like a crusade for children.
You know, if some of us would have stayed longer, we would have been
on the crusade.
VP, or on the crusade for children. Jim Hicks, who was Ron Lake, the rock and roll pig at KLO.
Yeah.
Randy Atcher, Johnny Randolph, Robin Shelton, who I already mentioned. Mac Hunter, Hitman Mac.
Yep.
Rusty Rogers, Ike Smith. Nikki Green, who did behind-the-scenes work with us, and also with Dave Bratcher, who is also Mason Dixon on the Mason Dixon line on Wacky.
And Chris Atcher, Randy's son, who has provided us with a lot of material.
I have Chris's name down here, but thank you, Chris Atcher, Randy's son. Okay, Pee Wee King, Bob Ryan, my boss, Charlie Harper at WKMO and WIL in Elizabethtown.
Plug.
Well. Hey, well, what have we been doing all weekend, man? We've been plugging the crap out of the whole planet. Charlie, thanks for giving me the time.
Energized, man.
Bob's starting to come around. Don't take the station away from us now. Bob's starting
to come
around.
We're going to play some more rock and roll. Bill Hennis.
Cramp on the radio?
Bill Hennis. No, you can't say cramp on the radio, Ike. Not now, not ever. Bill Hennis, who was Wild Willie Mitchell, Bill sent us a great production on WKLO during the boogie days when Brother Love was on at night. Terrell Matheny, who was Mighty Mitch Michael, he wasn't here, but he had a lot of input and gave me a lot of information about the radio station when he came here in 65. Believe it or not, guys, Lee Gray. Yes, Lee Gray.
He's been
who we were all mad at.
All weekend long.
Who we were all mad at back in the 70s, but yeah, we did our love. Yeah, we
Lee did gave us rules to live by.
And Chris Randolph and all the guys at DJX.
Yeah.
Pete and Joe. Jill Lawrence.
Yes.
Also, Mike Shannon, who works in the evening. Greg Scott, who is on from 10 to 2 at night. And Jack Andrews, the late night guy. The weekend people here, Sandra and Joe.
They've all been so nice and put up with everything.
They're all really
incredible.
Great people.
Very nice.
It's a really great radio station.
I want to thank my wife, Berna Jane, for letting me be out on the weekend and playing. Thank you.
The disc jockeys as they leave.
And thanks to my mother and dad, who were responsible.
Thank you, Mom.
I think we ought to say something profound.
Thanks, Mom. And there's a donut left.
That's right, Dunkin'
Donuts. I'm bringing it home for you.
You know, it was neat to see all these people in here, like especially when I thought this was funny. There's some people you don't see often, and Coyote rolls in here.
Hey, Tan, how you doing, my buddy? Well, you call up and find out, brother. You know.
Got a job.
Hey, Coyote, we're coming over to AMZ Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we're going to do this for 4 hours.
You know,
everybody that was on here this weekend will be in your studio.
He doesn't think I have a phone, but I just wish he'd answer his every now and then. You know,
if we could just run down some of these names.
Who else we got here? Now, these are people. Now, we're going to take this in shifts
here. We're going to leave some people out because people's names have been brought up all weekend, and we've been so busy, and, you know, we could have written it down.
And we don't want to recognize them to begin with. We're going to mention some people that were here. Some of these people didn't show up. Some of these people are gone forever. Some of these people were here and gone forever. But here are some of the people that were at KLO. And I'm sorry, like I say, we won't have time for everybody. Alan Bryan, Joel Holcomb, Bob Robin, Larry Baker, Jerry Baker, Horace Roth, Paul Kelly, Jim Fletcher, Ed Bowman, Barney Groban, Ted Barbone, Quinn Ivey, and Dottie Knight.
Let's take a look here at Steve Barron, Pat Murphy, Bob Lyons, Rex Jones, Rick Morgan. Bill Crisp worked here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bill Crisp did mornings before Bailey.
Wow. Bill Bailey, Ken Douglas, the alligator. Who's the alligator?
Johnny Argyle was his air name. There's a picture of him,
sure.
I think, somewhere in here on a tune deck.
Jim Logsdon, Randy Atcher. My wife grew up watching Randy Atcher and listening to him. Foster Brooks worked here.
Sure.
Yes, in the early 50s. Randy Etcher confirmed that this week.
In fact, here it is.
I don't know if it'll work or not, but...
Yeah, let's try it.
Foster Brooks.
This is Foster Brooks suggesting you that you keep it on KLO and listen to Rusty Rock. Rogers, unless you want to tune in some other station. I don't.
that's him, all right.
That's the way it sounded at KLO sometimes.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to read a few names. Jack Zorby, great radio name, and my favorite, Omar and Deal. Ken Rowland, Jack Gallo, Bob Shannon, the mighty Mitch Mitchell.
Mitch Michael,
I'm sorry. God dang. Carl,
brain dead.
Carl Truman Wigglesworth.
Hey, wait a minute. No matter what anybody calls you, it just couldn't be worse than
Carl Truman Wigglesworth. Okay, Dickie Braun, who is in today, Bob Henry, and I'm gonna end my part here with Lee Gray. Brothers, whoever you are, I salute you.
Lee, try this one on, buddy. Queen's Knight to King 4. Checkmate.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are we saluting?
That was the last move.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the last move, Lee.
He didn't know I had that.
Oh, no.
One
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Excuse me. I was in the back room for a second, and I heard you say that you're saluting Lee Gray, and I thought, I swear to God, I heard. Nine sets of trousers drop off. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Okay, we also like to say thanks to John Sharp, Dan Heimson, Bill Clark, J.J. Wright, Wild Willie Mitchell, Bill Hennis, Bill Love, the man, Chuck Brady, Tom Kennedy, Ty Meredith,
Beverly Harold, who is Bill's wife.
Right, Beverly.
Who is Bill Love's wife.
Best news person on the air.
Chuck Schrammick. Joe Brady, Ken Murray, Reed Yaden, Bob Klein, the man responsible for this, Gary Major, Ron Lake, Dan Mason, Mike Rivers, Jackson Smith, that's Gary Griffin. I'll let Rusty take it from here.
Carl Shannon, who's also Chris Shannon, who used to be the Weekend Warrior. Melanie Roberts.
Steve Cook was the Weekend Warrior.
Yeah, excuse me.
Carl Shannon's now program director at WBLK up in Lexington.
I know. Shut up. Yeah. Let me read this.
He's from Shively, and he owns
houses by Churchill Downs,
calm
too.
Down, Bob. Bob, come here. Come
no!
Bob, it's all right.
I play rock and roll!
Wait a minute. Hold it.
We want to thank Labor Day 1960. No, that's the wrong side of the list.
Hey, let's play Dave is a Brick and Don't Eat the Yellow Snow before...
There's one thing we keep forgetting. We have not had one element that is very important in an archetype of radio all weekend long. And I think this before we go off the air, we ought to do this, and we ought to think, you know, Gary Jackson Smith is now a dentist. And I think we seriously ought to raffle off a root canal before the evening's over.
Also, when
the call 589-4801.
Some folks we didn't get a chance to hear from was Dave White, Fleetwood Groover is in. Miami.
Groover the third.
Fleetwood Groover the third. Chuck Diamond, Mark Elliott, Hitman Mac, of course, Rob Shelton, Mason Dixon. This is lame. The list continues on and on and on.
Repeating itself.
Yes, it is. So, hey, man, it was fun. It was big time.
Yeah.
And we'd also like to say, Woody, we know you beat us off the planet, brother, but we're going to catch you. We're coming for you, Woody. Hang on. Wait for us somewhere in the stars, pal.
We love you, buddy.
We love you, Woody.